People are crazy.
We bring you this story this morning just in time for Oktoberfest. What was it you were telling me this weekend?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
The tent is up at the Concordia Club.
Yeah.
I repeat, the tent is up at the Concordia Club.
Listen, Oktoberfest begins on October the 9th this year. So what do we got in September? 30 days, right? So 30, it's 40 days. 40 days from today. Oktoberfest. Prost. Gemütlichkeit. Spirit will be alive and well.
I'm not ready for the Gemütlichkeit yet. What I'm ready for is a few more summertime beers.
All right. Well, just in time for Oktoberfest, I bring you this morning the story of a woman who has stolen $3,000 worth of sausage and then sold it at a gas station. Now listen, there are lots of jokes in here about gas and the unfortunate results from eating too much sausage. But we're above that. So just stop right there, okay?
I get nervous about the gas station food, like right? Sausage and gas station sushi. I don't think you should eat it.
This woman also, by the way, was not in Waterloo region. So our Oktoberfest sausages are safe. And 40 days from now, we'll be filling our faces with them. This sausage snatcher was in San Antonio, Texas.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
Sausage snatcher?
And is that the cheese?
Hell
that
no!
Could have been
that
the
is
cheese
just, I'm
right
only
there.
Getting warmed up.
Sausage snatcher.
We're just warming up. It's only beginning to melt, kids. Stick around for the rest. San Antonio, Texas is where we find the sausage snatcher. And a fellow employee from the kielbasa factory saw Kimberly Carrillo stealing the meat.
She worked at the kielbasa factory?
How awesome is that? She later set up shop at a nearby gas station and started selling the sausages, not inside, you know, how sometimes you see the hot dogs on that little rotisserie
thing.
It's just so awful. No, she was selling the sausages from her car. That's when police arrested her. They say if not for the fellow employee's description, they could never have linked Carrillo to the crime.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
There's your cheese, Polly.
I've been waiting 2 weeks for that.
Was it worth it?
No, but sausage snatcher was definitely worth it. So yeah. I forgive you.
All right. That woman, she snatched my sausage.
Little V-neck t-shirt, maybe pink and white. Sausage snatcher.
You wasted no time. You remember Polly, at like 10 after 5 this morning, Jennifer's like, I don't remember how to do this. And look at her. By 7:39, she is right into
it. If you say the word sausage snatcher.
She stole sausage.
Yeah, I know what she did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody steals a purse, he's a purse snatcher.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not as funny as sausage snatcher. Maybe it's the alliteration part of it. Is that what it is? Sausage snatcher.
All of a sudden, it's creating pink V-neck t-shirts.
All the girls are going to get one for Christmas.
If they're lucky, they are.
7:40. You never have to buy a drink again.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.